The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour, and welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Lots of topics we covered in hour number one, from Iraq and national security and how that connects to energy, to whether or not kids ought to have college for free and or loans forgiven. And interesting little conversation there that started that we can pick up on here a little later on in the program as well. Mark Johnsrud, I thought it was a fascinating interview. I mean, when you talk about how long this is going to last, what is America craving more than anything right now? Certainty, right? Just show me a roadmap and let me give get a sense of where things are going. Well, it couldn't be more clear. It couldn't be more clear with all this uncertainty everywhere else. There's a whole lot of certainty right here on what we know from this technology. I thought he explained it very well. I could listen to that all day long. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did as well. Another hour of the program, What's on Your Mind? We'll do it all over again. And by the way, one thing I meant to mention, what day is Eric Hardemeyer coming on, Chris? The president of the Bank of North Dakota is going to join us to talk about student loans and how we do it differently, and I would argue better, in North Dakota on student loans. I think that's the 28th of August, 25th, 26th. It's later this month. 28th, okay, so that's a couple of weeks from Thursday, I guess. A couple of weeks away, and we're gonna spend some time on that topic, but certainly appreciate the calls from last hour on it. About it, we'll do it later this hour, because after we finish with our first guest of the hour, we're going to open up the phones to talk about whatever you would like to talk about on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And emails welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also weigh in on our Facebook page. Lots of folks weighing in on our question about Iraq. Are you war weary? Or are you for peace through strength no matter where it takes us? Want your take on that, because right now foreign policy is being dictated by you. Public perception about war is driving decisions, life or death, on where we engage. That worries me a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, and more on the rest of the week, a busy one coming up. Wednesday we'll be at the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit. And one of the guests from that particular event is joining us right now to preview a hot topic, Common Core Standards. Jane Robbins is an attorney and a senior fellow at the American Principles Project. And we look forward to seeing her on Wednesday as well. Jane, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. By the way, you're also speaking on Wednesday evening. We want to let folks know, at the Bismarck Library, sponsored by Stop Common Core in North Dakota and the Alliance for Local Education Control. We'll be at the Bismarck Library at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. And I mentioned earlier as well, participating in the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit, which we're looking forward to broadcasting from as well. Tell us about the American Principles Project, first of all. What is the group all about?
This is an organization that was founded about 5 years ago by a friend of mine I went to law school with, Robert George, who teaches at Princeton. And the point of the organization is to restore America's founding principles, which we have gotten away from in so many areas. And one of the areas that we focus on is education, trying to restore the constitutional role of the states and the true role of parents as the people who should be controlling their children's education.
Do parents do enough when they say, okay, here's the candidates for school board, I'm going to make sure that that I ask all the right questions and vote for the right ones, inform myself, inform my neighbors, and then pay attention to school board meetings, and is that enough?
That's very important, but it's not enough. And the reason is that with initiatives such as Common Core, the power is being taken away from the local school board. There's really not a lot that they can do. When the state decides that it's going to throw its lot in with the centralizers and let people in Washington dictate what's going on, you can have great people on the local school board and they will do important things, but they won't have the ultimate control.
Here's where I get confused about Common Core, and just full disclosure, I'm firmly on the fence. which makes this audience crazy. The vast majority of this audience sees Common Core as pretty close to the Antichrist right now. I mean, just it is just loathed. And I'm concerned, right, and I want to do the right thing, but I'm just trying to learn more about it. So I'm listening to all sides because I hear from educators who I greatly respect, you know, who say all the bad things you hear about Common Core are people trying to infiltrate the system. It's not the actual idea of a Common Core standard. It's, you know, the cottage industry that uses that as a way in. All right. So they say, don't be against Common Core, but be against how it's being used and be aware of it and you'll be fine. Other folks say, why would you ever let that camel's nose under the tent? Forget about it. If that's the vehicle, you got to kill the vehicle. So that's sort of where I'm at with this whole issue. Let's start there. Sway me. Why should I not see it as Common Core standards as a good concept, but just go after the folks that are trying to use it for their own gains, their own means?
Well, because, as you said, this is the vehicle to do very bad things with our education system, and it does take away local control. If these things are going on in North Dakota because somebody came in and used Common Core as a vehicle to introduce something that people in North Dakota don't like, well, if you're stuck in Common Core and you're stuck with the Common Core test, which North Dakota is right now, then there's nothing that you can do. You don't even know who's in charge of it. These standards are owned and copyrighted by two private organizations in Washington. They are funded by other private organizations, such as the Gates Foundation. And there is nobody to call if you have a problem, you have a complaint about what's going on, because all of the power is somewhere out of the state. It's really not about the standards. The standards are very bad, as a matter of fact, and they lock children into an inferior education. But it's really not about the standards. It's about the control. It's about who is the one who is going to be able to make decisions. Will it be people in North Dakota, or will it be people in Washington, D.C., whose names you don't even know? So, and Common Core is, the idea behind Common Core is that it will introduce, or rather double down on what has not worked in education in the last 50 years. We've had this kind of progressive education theory going on really ever since the federal government got involved, and I don't think that's a coincidence. And none of that has worked. In fact, things have gotten worse. So the philosophy of Common Core is, well, it hasn't worked up till now, but let's do twice as much of it, and maybe it will work this time. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it scares me, too. And by the way, local control, I think, is the ultimate answer to all of this. And here's a head-scratcher for me. You're saying that school board elected officials and superintendents and teachers, for that matter, they're going to lose control from this. Why would they give up control? Why? I mean, nobody wants to give up control, right? And it sounds like, because a great deal of the establishment is for this, right? I mean, our Department of Public Instruction, they're for it, right? And I see a lot of superintendents for it. I see teachers for it. I see school boards for it. And you're telling me they're giving up local control. Why would they do that?
Because the departments of education or departments of public instruction throughout the nation are monolithically in favor of Common Core, because Common Core imposes the kind of regime that they think should happen. They think, they believe in the progressive education theories of Common Core. That's what they've been taught. That's what they got their master's and their PhDs in education. And this is what they've learned, and this is what they think works. So they, and also you have to remember that it comes with a tremendous amount of money-making possibilities as far as the federal government giving grants for this and that. So the establishment is 100% behind Common Core. Now, you mentioned, and then local board, the only thing they hear is what's coming down from your Department of Public Instruction. This is great. This is wonderful. This will transform education. This will make us competitive with the Chinese.
But I have to interrupt you. What you're basically saying is the school boards are a bunch of just lackeys to the superintendents, and I know that not to be the case in a lot of cases. I mean, in other words, are we really saying that they're just, you know, a bunch of robots that are going to go along with whatever the superintendent says? I mean, isn't that why we elect a school board, to dig in? I think they dug into this more than you give them credit for, is what I'm saying, Jay.
Well, there may be some who have, and that's to their credit. What I'm saying is that for a lot of people on local school boards throughout the country, they read all of the official documents that come down from above, and it's not that they don't want to do the right thing, it's that they're only getting one side of the story. And so that is the problem. And as far as teachers go, we get calls from teachers and emails from teachers all over the country saying, let me tell you what's going on. I hate this. This is awful, but don't use my name.
Why don't use my name? I mean, don't you care enough about it?
Because they're afraid they will lose their job.
Well, I tell you what, there needs to be some principles here. I mean, in other words, if I speak up as a teacher because I'm worried about it and I lose my job, I would hope the entire community would rally around those people. I mean, because if that's what's going on, I don't like it one bit. And those are the stories that do scare me. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I want you to tell us about David Coleman, who is the author of the Common Core State Standards, head of the College Board, who is in the middle of a controversy about altering the Advanced Placement History Standards. Essentially, rewriting American history and what's taught. This is the stuff, the alarm bells that sway me in the camp of saying the critics of Common Core are dead on right. More with our expert guests when we come back, and your calls are welcome too. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec Electric Conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You got to go see Sean at the Mandan High Plains Apache location and say, they keep calling you the Maytag repairman on the radio. What's that all about anyway? Just trust me. Do this. The reason he and all the other service techs at High Plains Apache are the Maytag repairman. Remember the Maytag? Maybe I'm dating myself by talking about that, but you remember the Maytag repairman, don't you, Todd? You know, as...
Well, That's why I ended up buying a couple of Maytags. So, yeah,
the idea was the Maytag repairman was bored because there was nothing ever to fix. Well, that's the same thing with the Apache sprayer. See, these things that just are so darn rugged. That's why they have the industry standard setting warranty on them, because they never break down. And just the whole design is just phenomenal. So anyway, they do end up fixing other sprayers, actually. And in fact, they have parts for every sprayer, not just Apache sprayers, but all kinds of them now with that new ET Ag Center, 50,000 parts on hand. If they don't have it, they'll get it to you in a day or two. You know, so they're there for you. They really are. And it's been quite a challenging year for growers. We know that. So highplainsapache.com, or stop at ZM in Mandan in Fargo, south of the Fargo at Frontier, and tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache, home of the Apache sprayers. All right, back with our conversation now with Jane Robbins, attorney and senior fellow at the American Principles Project. She'll be in North Dakota Wednesday speaking on Common Core, both at the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit, which we'll be broadcasting from on Wednesday, by the way, for the entire day, and also at the Bismarck Library, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. And I do want to talk a little bit about this scary story that I know you're familiar with regarding rewriting American history in one of the grand poobahs of Common Core. But first, we're going to go to some callers here, if you don't mind, Jane, and then we'll come back to that topic. Kurt and Bismarck, your question for Jane. Go ahead. You're on.
Good morning, my friend. I just want to let you know that the Dakota Car Wash in Stanley is an outstanding place. Two, the fine lady that you have on your program, your argument, ma'am, is full of cliches and anecdotes. I happen to agree with Mr. Hennett that, you know, you're coming off that, you know, our school boards and our superintendents and our teachers are a bunch of dopes. And the far right and the far left, the way of creating a cottage industry, and I think that you're part of that. And I take exception to think that our fine representatives that we have here in North Dakota and our superintendents, our teachers, and our principals would be so naive and dopey just to throw away what our education system has for what you're claiming will be a ruination of our education system. And so I'd like you to be more specific and using less cliches and anecdotes to get into this subject, because you've got a lot of interested listeners here, and they're pretty sophisticated.
I'm sure they are, and I'm sure that you have excellent administrators and excellent teachers in North Dakota. There's no question about it. I would like for those people to have the control over what's going on in the schools. And what has happened is that when the state superintendent adopted the Common Core standard several years ago, that was turning over North Dakota control to other people. And since that time, of course, the state education establishment has just been shoveling out all of the talking points about how this is wonderful, this will make our children competitive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, when in fact there is so much evidence on the other side that people have not been told. And as far as people down on the teacher level, I can tell you that I have talked to so many teachers in so many states. I've talked to superintendents. I've talked to local superintendents. We had one who testified in Georgia against Common Core, and he was about ready to retire. And I said, do you know other superintendents who feel the same way? And he said, oh, I know a lot of them. And I said, will any of them come and testify? And he said, no, not a chance. If you're looking to keep your job or to get a better job somewhere else, you don't buck what's coming down from the state people in Atlanta. And that's what's happening all over the state. I'm not saying that there are no local people who like Common Core. There are. There obviously are. But everyone needs to have both sides of the issue, and that's not what has been happening ever since the states have decided to get on board this nationalized, centralized train.
Appreciate the call, Kurt. And by the way, also appreciate the plug for the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's Best, one of our fine sponsors there, one of our affiliates, KTGO, part of the Flag family. Has a great relationship with the good folks in Stanley, North Dakota. And find out more at ndtruckwash.com or call them at 701-628-1550. They're doing detailing now, too, in addition to the truck wash, but appreciate that. Let's get Jim in here with a question on Common Core, listing on 550K Fire in the Oil Patch. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott, and your guests, too. I have a question. I've been listening to this Common Core debate for quite a while. And one of the things that really disturbs me that I heard is that each child has to fill out a 1,200-point questionnaire with questions from, are you a Christian? Is your family a Christian? To, do you have a gun in the house? And I'm just wondering if that's true and what relevance, well, you know what I'm talking about, that that would have to do with education. And that really kind of bothers me. Could you answer that?
Yes. Common Core itself, the standards don't require the kind of intrusive education, I mean, information gathering that you're talking about. But Common Core is part of a broader scheme. And the scheme is not only adopting the standards, but also adopting the assessments that go along with it. And North Dakota has done that. And then also building up your state database. And the federal government is encouraging states very strongly to build very extensive student databases. And they're using federal grants to get states to do this, and they want all the state databases to be identical so that ultimately data could be shared across state lines. Now, there is, as far as the kinds of information that are being asked for, that varies from state to state. The National Education Data Model, which is connected with the U.S. Department of Education, recommends over 400 data points on each child. It doesn't require it yet, but it does recommend that states collect all of this data because they want to know everything that there is to know about a child. And they justify that by saying, well, that will help with this education. If we know everything there is to know, then we can craft an education plan for him that will be just perfect. But parents might not want the government to know everything there is to know about their child, and I certainly would fall into that category. So I really can't speak to how far North Dakota is down that road, but they are certainly being encouraged by the federal government to collect their much more data than most parents would be comfortable with.
And the House Majority Leader Al Carlson has told us this is going to be a key issue in the upcoming legislative session. So we're not done by any stretch. I have less than a minute left. So can you, in 30 seconds or less, tell me about David Coleman and rewriting American history here?
David Coleman is the man who never taught English and never wrote standards. So he was the one chosen to write the English standards, and he did. Since then, he has become the president of the College Board, and the College Board has recently released its new AP U.S. History Framework, which is a leftist revisionist approach to American history. It describes a country that most people would not recognize. I read it one afternoon. I was depressed when I got finished with it because it was all negatives about American history and very little of the positive.
And so this from one of the leaders of the whole idea of Common Core state standards, an actual author. I mean, that's why we need to worry about it, folks. Please go meet and hear Jane Robbins in Bismarck on Wednesday. Thanks for the time. We'll have you back to your calls when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, 28 before the top of the hour. This is What's on Your Mind. Todd, what's the weather looking like out there? I call this kind of just a, it has a little hint of fall in the air. I don't know how long that's going to last.
I know. It's
okay. And
it is August, right? I just wanted to make sure my calendar didn't slip or something. You know how life can be. But, you know, we're sunny. We're pretty much in the middle to just getting into the upper 60s across the state at the moment. And unless you're listening to the What's in Your Mind replay or delayed play on KLTC, the replay on K-Fire 550, so far, you know, sunny in the mid to upper 60s pretty much across the state. That's fine. It just feels more like September or maybe October, that's all.
Do you have an easy way to access the precip totals from around the state? Could we get that by the end of the hour, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just kind of curious who got wet this weekend, which would have been kind of nice. I was over near Park Rapids, Minnesota, actually Nevis, Minnesota, on this Saturday for a little anniversary celebration for my in-laws, Jerry and Agnes Hammerlick, celebrating their 57th, I think, 56th or 57th wedding anniversary. And some birthdays and over my brother-in-law's place, Mike Hammerlick, has a place on I forget the lake, but it's by Nevis, Dorset, kind of in that area. Nice, nice area. But anyway,
how far is that from Boot Lake? Any idea?
No idea.
It's
no
over
idea.
To Boot Lake, yeah. where there's a not that I used to go there, but they have a place called Fun to Boot.
Anybody else?
What else do you call a place on Boot Lake, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway,
we better get back to the phones here, huh? 800-228-0550. What is on your mind? That's what I want to know. On any and all topics. We started an interesting conversation about college loans and debt last hour. We can pick up on that. I do want to know whether or not you're war-weary or whether you're kind of a Ronald Reagan-esque peace-through-strength kind of person, no matter where that takes us. Whatever's on your mind, let us know. A full half hour to find out here until the top of the hour. So have at it, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Paul in Chaska, Minnesota, listening on iHeartRadio. What's on your mind, Paul?
Hi there. Yeah, this is Paul. And I was born in North Dakota, raised in North Dakota, and I ended up teaching school in North Dakota for many years. And mostly as a science teacher, I guess, but I taught many, because I taught in Watford City, as a matter of fact, for most of my life. I'm 75 now and retired, and I'm out in Chaska, Minnesota. Most conservative state as opposed, or most liberal state as opposed to probably the most liberal state involved here too. But what I want to say is, Scott, is that I wonder if people really know as far as the Departments of Public Instruction. My big point here is I think, and I heard at one time, that the majority of the expense of the Department of Public Instruction is borne by the federal government. They get funding from the federal government. And if that be the case, and it's also the case, I think, that people really rely on the Department of Public Instruction for basic information, you know, whether you're a school board member or superintendent or teacher or voter or whatever. I think if there's a lot of that kind of input from the federal government into the Department of Public Instructions in the states, that certainly has to have some bearing on this. And basically,
okay, so let's seed that, right? Let's say DPI is on the take from the feds. I'm not suggesting they are, but let's make that argument that, okay, they're hooked on the money. The federal government's very good about the strings, get you addicted, and then just keep feeding the beast, right? They're very big on that. So what about superintendents, local superintendents? Very often, you know, good, solid people, community pillars. What about school board members that are neighbors of ours, Paul? The folks that used to make the decisions when you were teaching in Watford City. I mean, are they all on the take too?
I don't think that, but I do think that the lady you have there, you know, at your interview there, that she's making the point that they're the ones that we listen to, and we're kind of conditioned to listen, you know, from the start of our lives. We go to school and we listen to the authorities, and then we kind of go by that, and I think some of that takes place. And as far as it being a teacher, superintendent, I have been in that role. And I, as a superintendent in little schools, I did everything I could to get, like, say, Title I money for our school. And I did have a few constituents that would object to that, saying that it was turning control over then basically to the federal government. And I had some guilt over doing that because I did my best to get whatever funding I could. And it has been like 10% of the local districts is paid by the federal government, and then 90% by the state and the local. But still, that 10% had a real huge effect on people supporting the federal programs, and then it has that way of continuing on and on, like many people predicted in the 50s when Title I first came into being. And so I'm just saying, I think we have a conditioning process, and it's probably also tied in with money that is available to in the State Department and to the local schools. That is federal money, and as a consequence, you know, everybody has kind of become conditioned to go that direction. As was
yeah, which is really sad, because what I think, here's what I'd love to have. Set the money aside. If money was not an issue and we were going to have the funds we were necessary, and I think there's a big part of the education hierarchy that thinks money solves everything, which I think is ridiculous, because I think we've proven no matter how much money you throw at something, it doesn't matter. Money is not going to fix it, right? And I think a lot of folks in education, show me the money, and then it'll all be fine. I don't buy that. But I do have a heart for teachers. My wife's side is got an education background. My father-in-law, my mother-in-law, assistant-in-law, a lot of teachers there, and I know, and nieces and the whole thing, and I see how much they care for the kids, how much, you know, the education that child gets, and knowing that they come sometimes from very tough conditions, and making sure they're getting the education they need. I just trust them. I really, and Paul, sounds like you're in the same camp, right? So if we could just say, hey, forget the money, you'll have the money you need. Would you do this or not? Would you do the Common Core standards or not? How do you think most of them would answer?
And I think if it came about that there were a true discussion from, you know, and equal time given to both sides, basically, I think if it were, you know, discussed in an open way, I think that the majority of the citizens of the United States would not want to change the control of the educational system from it's really the state's right. I mean, it's the state's obligation, and then the school boards are quasi in control. You know, it's the state itself the way it's been set up. But if
right.
people are fully aware of the situation,
well, I agree with you.
It's going to.
I agree with you. I think people want local control, but that's what the Common Core proponents tell us we still have. You're still in control. You still get to decide the curriculum. You still. I mean, they claim that over and over and over again. It doesn't sound like you believe them, Paul.
Well, and then another thing about this whole thing, I think that, you know, who writes the textbooks really kind of determines what is taught. Don't you think that would be a big case to be made? The textbooks
sure.
themselves are, you know, they always say, well, don't teach the textbook. And I mean, I have to say that's the kind of teacher I was. I used the textbook for, you know, the preponderance of my teaching. Well, whatever controls the textbook production is probably who controls what the basic philosophy is that the kids get as they grow up. And I think there's far less danger in it being science and math than it is. And I was in science and math, basically. But I think when you get into the history and the language arts and things like that, and they work these kinds of things in there, like so many things they do, they work it in so that they are influencing their moral values or their attitudes towards whether it be
But there is where the school boards and or the school districts and superintendents and even the teachers, the last line of defense, are doing us wrong. Because I would hope, and Paul, I appreciate the call. I hope you call again. I enjoyed this conversation. I got to keep moving. But I would hope a guy like Paul in Watford City classroom sees a textbook like that and alarm bells go off. Now, it shouldn't get down to that point. It should never have gone through the school board or whatever curriculum controls there are. That's why we have to rely on the school boards and the local school leaders to make sure that garbage doesn't make its way into our classrooms. Steve says they do not understand. Who's the they? I think he's talking about my defense of school board members and of superintendents. They do not understand. Most of the people, school board superintendents, do not understand. They think this is just about standards. This is about systematic reform. Top to bottom, side to side, the hierarchy of the education establishment is left of center. You cannot climb the ladder in education unless you are philosophically aligned. I hear you, but I have better faith in our education leaders here that they wouldn't. Basically, what this emailer is saying is give up everything they believe in because they're being useful pawns in transformation of our education system. In other words, I don't doubt, you know, go back and look on who our current president hung out with in Chicago. He was on the board with Bill Ayers of folks that were trying to use the Chicago school system to put in all kinds of nutty, crazy ideas. Okay? My point is, I don't doubt people want to do that. My point is, we got a pretty good firewall in our school board members and our local education leaders. I believe we really do. And it's good that we expose all this stuff, but I think they're a pretty good firewall. Am I naive? You tell me. Larry and Mandan, listening on 550 K-Fire, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Different topic. It's welcome. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Say, we talk about government involvement and control. I just found out something here a little while ago. I hired a driver. I actually helped him get his CDL. He's a young individual. He's 20 years old. He had a car accident. He has a little bit of mobility impairment in his right hand. He took his practical driving, no problem. The person in charge giving him his driving test passed him. He drove okay in that. So he went to get his medical card. Now, somebody in an office says, I don't know if you can drive a semi. Today he just got a call, says he's got to go take a test. He's got to be able to pick up a book and pick up a pen with that hand, which he can do. But what it comes down to is my truck's going to be sitting still one day, not earning a wage. He's not going to be earning a wage, and we're going to have to pay somebody to tell us that he can drive a semi. Now, that person that's going to make that decision, I wonder if they've actually even ever got in a semi, let alone drive one. Our government has some stupid rules. The person giving the test says, hey, you passed, you drive okay, you're safe to drive. What's wrong with that? Why do we have to jump through all these hoops and blow the whistles and pay? It's beyond me. I mean, it's beyond me.
Sir, all good questions. All good questions, Larry. Do you have any idea whose rule it is? Is it federal? Is it state?
I don't know. He went to a clinic in Beulah, I believe, to take his medical. And the kid
got it. Appreciate the call. Got up against the break.
Very important question. Yep. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodak.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Dakota. It's just sad. Who gets on the school board? Somebody that can get elected. It doesn't mean they know squat. I tell you what, I can understand why a teacher won't say anything. If you lose your job, how are you going to find another one? Thank you.
Well, first of all, in North Dakota, you can see there's plenty of places you'll find a job, number one. Number two, again, if what you say is true, that there's a bunch of dodos on the school board, who's to blame for that? Might it be people just not paying enough attention on who's in the school board? If the school is not being run correctly by the current school board, whose fault is that?
Are the people that are paying the salaries paying enough attention? Are they going to the school board meetings? We're talking about our kids here. And I'm no saint in this regard, but I'll tell you what, it's one of the reasons that my wife and I did this as a little exercise. We tallied up how many dollars we had spent on tuition with the Catholic school system. And it's a lot of money. We're about to send one to college, so he was 12 years. Our middle daughter is going in the 10th grade, and our youngest is a sixth grader. It's north of six. It's into six figures. All right. Absolutely, without question, the most valuable investment. We do it again, 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 and again. And I hope in the next legislative session, some of the money you pay for the public school system in the way of taxes can come back to you so you have the option of that choice. We didn't, and we said it's still worth it. So, and we really do it not as a diss of the public school system. We do it because, in our case, the Catholic school system can teach things that the public school lawfully cannot. Like they'd end up in jail if they did. We want that assist because we took their baptism very serious about what we are here to do, to pass it on to them, and the schools help with that. It's important. Anyway, so maybe I am naive, but I think some of it belongs on us. If you don't like how the public schools are run, get involved. I was on the founding school council or board or whatever it was called for the Catholic school system when we first moved to Fargo. Back in 2001, because I cared. I wanted to know. Get involved. It's on us. We're the parents. David, a driving truck listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, David?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Great. How are you? What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, I was just responding to that driver who was trying to get a job with that caller, that 20-year-old kid.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there is no federal law or state law that requires you to be able to pick up a book with your left or right hand or both. There's medical waivers for people that lost legs, lost arms. I see them out there driving all the time. It's no different, but there is no federal law. And if he wants to know the true law, all he's got to do is call OIDA.
And call what? Tell him, call who?
Call OIDA. OIDA over there in Missouri. Sullivan, Missouri. Owner-operators, independent operators, I forget what it stands for, but I'm a member, and they will keep you abreast of what doctors' minimum requirements to pass the DOT physical are.
I got it, okay. And the acronym you used stands for Independent Trucker Association or whatever.
No, it's different. They're out of Missouri. Owner-operators... I don't remember. I got it on my card. I just can't pull my card out right now.
I know it. I just didn't understand what you're saying. Now I get it. It's an acronym, and I can use a search engine and find it. But that makes some sense, and it's good advice, David. Appreciate the call. By the way, we had one earlier from Dave and Esmond. Remember that? Dave was an Iraq war vet, and he was calling to talk about Iraq, and we said we'll call you back. Either we wrote the number down wrong or we got the wrong number. Not sure which, but I do want to hear from Dave and Esmond. So, Dave, if you're listening, give us a call back at, actually, call after the show, 855-200-1776, press extension 3, and just leave your number. That's our business line, 855-200-1776, extension 3, because I do want to talk with Dave. We didn't have a chance to talk about this much today on the program, but we'll keep the debate going on our Facebook page about Iraq and about what's happening and about whether or not we're war-weary. We, the American public, because that's what's happening with these polls. What else did I promise we'd do before the end of the hour? Rainfall totals, top three. Did we get any rain in North Dakota over the weekend, Todd? How'd we fare?
The map, most was in Minnesota compared to North Dakota, but...
I didn't hear you, by the way, so start over.
There wasn't a whole lot in North Dakota. Most was in Minnesota.
Okay, so... That downpour was Minnesota getting more than its fair share.
It was following you is what it was doing.
Anybody get any rain? I mean, what was the top three?
Okay, just clicked away from I just clicked away from it. There was a little bit, as you go north of Minot, there was a little bit on the precipitation map itself, but most of the activity well into Minnesota.
Bummer.
It just wasn't...
We need some rain here, folks.
Right,
pray for rain. Stuart and Kildare, 20 seconds left, but it's all yours. What's on your mind?
Hey, I saw on the news that they were having a hard time getting teachers to apply. Why don't they pay them more? Then they'll have all kinds of teachers apply.
You think teachers should be paid more?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Teacher gets $30,000.
I think less administration costs, maybe a DPI, for instance. But anyway, it's a good topic for another time. Stuart, thank you for throwing that in. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Live from Grand Forks in the Stanley Cup. We'll be at Bank Ford in Grand Forks for the broadcast on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a two-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.